Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm good.
Okay,
I heard
okay,
it's unmuted. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put myself on. I'm gonna put myself on mute because I'm working.
Okay. All right.
Working,
I understand.
So go ahead.
All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness that there's only one creator, one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We like to give all the believers the green of peace of As-Salaamu Alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we are going to attempt to do another presentation today, and this program is called The Message of Concern, and it's a program that is dealing with the concerns of images in religion. You know, and a concern where we know just through study that they change the role of Jesus Christ, the peace and blessing be upon him. They change his role and they offer to Christianity. They offered to Christianity a different religion, another ideal, other than the message that God sent to Jesus to give to the world, to the house of Israel. They have another message, you know, and that message that they change from what God had given to Jesus is that they are saying that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, they're teaching that Jesus is the Son of God, and you have some preachers teaching that Jesus is God. You know, so they are attacking our prophet, Jesus Christ. They're smearing his image. They are lying to the world and teaching a lie on Christ Jesus. And we as Muslims, we are here to tell you the truth. We are here to clear up that lie that's been told and still is being told that God had a son. You know, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when you make a statement like that, that God had a son, you're saying that there's another God. You know, and our book, the Quran, say that's one sin that God don't forgive. And that sin is when you say that there's another God. Or you set up a partner with God. You're saying that there's more than one God. You know, God say he don't forgive that. So that's a terrible sin that been committed by the liars in Christianity, by people that using Christianity and using one of God's prophets and tried to convince the world that God had a son and that his son is a Caucasian. And many of the Caucasians have heard the truth, they know the truth, but they won't speak out against it. You got some of them is trying to speak out, but they won't tell you about the true lie that was told. They'll tell you about the privileges that Caucasian has because of the godlike image been pushed and portrayed, and they'll tell you the type of privilege that they receive. But they won't speak out against the idea that God had a son and that God's son is a Caucasian. They won't speak out against that. You know, they'll talk against white supremacy. They speak out against white supremacy. But the supremacy is the idea that God had a son. There's nothing more supreme than God. So they allow a lie to be told, the truth is being attacked, you know. It's a big problem. It's a great big problem. You know, as long as we just sit by and let these people teach this lie in Christianity as though they are teaching you Christianity, that's not Christianity that has been told. That's a conspiracy. It's been committed on one of God's servants. And nobody won't say nothing. The Christian won't say nothing. The Caucasian won't say nothing. The African American won't say nothing. So what do you think God gonna do? You think that you can sit back and don't do nothing and lie on God's on God's prophet, and God's not gonna do nothing? One thing that showed me that in order for you to lie like that on God, you can't believe in God. You don't have no fear for God. I'd be afraid to even think about lying like that on God's prophet and on God. So the responsibility, it does not only is on the one that's lying, the responsibility also is on the people that know the truth and won't say nothing. And then when someone speaks the truth, they try to cover it up. They try to make it seem as though it don't exist. They attack the prophets of God. They attack a prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. They attack the Holy Quran and try to make it seem as though the Holy Quran is not a real book of God. Then they attack the Muslim. They attack Islam. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with a people that's trying to war with God. It's making war with God. We as Muslims, we understand what they're doing. We understand what they're doing. It's in the Quran. The Quran tells you exactly what they're doing. This is one of the reasons we ask the Christian and other people that don't have no religion to check out the Holy Quran. And you will learn the truth. If you want to know the truth, read the Holy Quran. And when you read the Quran, you know that this is not no ordinary book. You know that this is not no prophet talking. You know that you communicate with God. So we are on every day, except Friday, and this program is called The Messages and Sons. And when we get through talking, we open up for questions or statements. If you have any question on what we are saying, or you got a statement that you want to make, you're free to do it on this program. All you have to do is just point to one. It'll bring you into the queue. Matter of fact, the lines is open today, so you can just start talking today. We just open it up. The lines is open. You can just come on in, make your statement, or ask your question. All day we don't want no cursing. We don't want you to come over here and disrespect the peoples that listen to this program, because we also invited children to listen to this program, and we don't want you to come over here cursing. I'll come over here trying to attack. Try to attack the prophet of God. You already don't attack the Jesus. Now you you want to come and attack Prophet Muhammad? We're not going to allow that. You want to attack Prophet Muhammad? Are you on the lie on the Quran? We're not even going to listen to that. But if you want to come together and deal with this lie and deal with this problem, you're free to do it. We're about truth. We're about righteousness. Do you think that God would let you attack his messenger of his prophet? A lie on him without doing anything to you? Do you think that God would let you allow you to get away with that? What really should be happening, you should be sticking to truth. You should be sticking to truth. Because Jesus said, know ye the truth. And the truth will set you free. So that's what you should be seeking. You should be seeking the truth. Just for the reason that Jesus said that, that's automatically let you know that somebody is lying. Or somebody done told a lie. That's automatic. So we had to come alive, brothers and sisters. It's time for truth. It's time for defending the truth. Or be able to stand up with the truth and bear witness to the truth. A lie is not going to survive. You're not going to get away with a lie. So we're thankful to God that we got programs like this here where we are free to speak out against what's wrong and speak the truth. You know, we're thankful to God that we got programs like this. You know, in many countries, you guys can't talk like this here. You can't speak out like this. They'll put you in jail. You can't speak the truth the way we're speaking it right now. You have them knocking on your door. You know. And that's one thing about America. America give us that right. America has a constitution for freedom of speech. You know, nobody have the privilege of lying without it being checked. If you lie, then you gonna be checked. Nobody have that privilege. The president. All the way down. Some people think they're smart enough to lie and that the people are ignorant enough to go for it. But we're telling you today, it probably used to be like that. But the people is waking up now because you not only have a lie out there, you got the truth out there too. So now the people can make a decision. Now the people have an option. They can accept the truth or they can accept the lie. God don't have a son. Jesus Christ is not God. Jesus Christ is a servant of God and his followers, the people that support him can follow him. But you can't follow God. You can't do what God do. So Jesus Christ is a human being, just like you and I. He lived and he died. God don't live and die at all. And the books say that God is ever present and he's never absent. He's ever present, meaning that he's here right now. He don't go nowhere. and he never asked. That's the God we believe in. But if you got a God that you can kill, you can cut his throat. You can have that God. You can have that God that you can cut his throat. Or you can nail him on the cross. The lie is so terrible until the liar got nerve enough to say that this was God's son and he died to save the sinners. For God to forgive the sinners for their sin. What kind of lie is that? But we got people that's seeking and looking, and sometimes they get caught, you know. They get caught, they get hooked. You know, and you have one of them preachers is smart enough to catch a person that's not thinking. And also, that was during a time that the truth wasn't out. That was during a time that there was so much lies out here and so regular, you know, until it was hard for a person to know the truth from falsehood. Now they're able to identify truth from falsehood. And we're going to have peoples that are going to be standing up. And I know that you see that they already is standing up. They already is questioning that lie. Many churches have taken the images out of the church. They don't have no image, you see. They don't have no picture of a Caucasian man in the church, in the house of worship, in the house of worship. Because what that does, brothers and sisters, the psychologists said that when a African-American person, a person other than what that image looked like, said that the time they see it, it causes psychological damage to them mentally, psychological damage. It's damaged the person that don't look like the image. Also, it's damaged the person that looks like the image. And what it does to them psychologically is makes them false. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with something that is designed to destroy the human being. It's designed to confuse the human being and attack the human being. It's designed they had Shaitan asked God to give him time with the human being. You know, after God put the human being over the creation, Shaitan didn't want to submit to that. Shaitan said, I can't bow down to the human being. So Shaitan asked God to give him time to deceive the human being. And Shaitan said that I'm going to show you that this human being that you creating is not worthy of that high position, that he should be the one to have that high position. And so this is what's been happening, brothers and sisters. We got that mind, that Shaitan, that's doing everything that he can to confuse the human being. And at the same time, make the human being trip into believing in that lie that he's telling. Shaitan, instead of you giving your obedience to God, Shaitan wants you to follow him and believe in him. So you got to know the difference, brothers and sisters. That's when you need to get the Quran and read that Quran, because Shaitan can trip you. Shaitan can confuse you, especially if you're a people that's not doing right. If you're a people that got low morals. God say that the one that follow him, the true believer, that Shaitan has no power over him. So you need to get a Quran. And we're in the last days, brothers and sisters. We're in the last days. It's obvious. You know, the Bible say that in the last days, you see walls and rumors of a wall. It'll be like the truth. You can't tell the truth, the difference from truth and falsehood. You can't tell the difference. So we're in that time right now. You know, you have God's servant. It's putting the truth out here, and you have Shaitan, the Satan, is putting the lie out there and throwing out the confusion. And it's hard for you to tell which is right and what is wrong. And you don't know the truth. You don't have the Quran. You're not reading the word of God. So you're able to distinguish a lie from evil. So we're asking you, brothers and sisters, you know, most Muslims is not going to charge you for the Quran. Just let them know, and let them know that you're serious, that you want the truth. And one of the reasons is that if you're a Christian, Jesus said, "Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free." So that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. We pray that we said something. And if you have any questions or statements that you want to make, you know, we're going to leave that open. And it's time, you know, for statements. Questions. If not, we're gonna ask another person to take over and present some more truth out there. We came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. Is Brother Akbar out there? Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. The Brother Akbar is not here yet.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, and it's 15 minutes to 7. So just you know, when he come in, you know, just let him know he can jump right on in. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
All right.
He did come on, but he signed back out, and guess he's on his way. He did come on, but he signed back out, so I guess he's on his way.
Oh, he came home?
No,
You say he came on?
He came on. He came on the line, and he went right back off. I guess he wanted to know, you know, if everything was okay, because the last time I talked to him, he did say he was on his way.
Okay. All right, then, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we're dealing with reparation. We're dealing with that in the sense that we're trying to make everybody aware of the seriousness of the debt that America owes us, especially during this time when America is sponsoring military weapons for peoples to kill other peoples. And they are spending our tax money that can be used to close up the wealth gap that's here in America with the ex-slaves. It's a big wealth gap. Anybody that come into this country will tell you that. Anybody that come into this country, they'll tell you who got all the wealth. Who got all the material gain in this country? How many of these buildings do you think African American own? These high-rise buildings. How many of those you think we own? Or do you think that we should own one? You know, you got peoples that's been affected by the image of African American descent, of ex-slaves, is so psychologically damaged that they think that they shouldn't own that type of wealth. He or she don't believe that they should own that, that should be owned by the master. We got people psychologically damaged to that standpoint. And when you hear them talk, you'll hear and you'll see the psychological damage that they have. Everything that they say, you got so many ways that you, so many openings that you can come to them, you see, but you had to be real careful in talking to them because they're psychologically damaged. I'm talking about our peoples, African American. I was so appreciative to see the program. They call it Abroad. They're on the docks in Montgomery, Alabama, where a group of Caucasian attacked a so-called black man, and they had other African American people come to his defense. They was fighting the so-called white man. It was on. It was a real fight. And I'm asking you, to go to your television on YouTube and type in Brawl, B-R-A-W-L, Brawl, in Montgomery, Alabama. And you get a chance to see all of it. Just type in Brawl. And when you type in Brawl, it's gonna automatically come up in writing. Brawl in Montgomery. It's just going to pop up because that's what everybody's talking about now. So I'm asking you to check it out and check all of it out. Don't check out just a little piece of it because even them showing, giving you the information, they got it where they playing the game with the pictures that they're showing you. So you had to take your time and check it out and check out each one of them, you know. And during the time you checking out each one of them, they're going to constantly check out the first part of the brawl where the Caucasian is hitting the African-American. They want you to see that over and over. But they don't want to show you where the African-American came from everywhere. They had a little young 16-year-old brother had jumped in the water and swam to the defense of that brother that they attacked him. He jumped into the water and he swam all the way over there where the brother was at, and he climbed up there. And he got a chance to grab one of them fat white boys and decked him, raised him up and threw him down. Now, this brother was 16 years old. And there's another African-American brother. They call him the chairman. He had a folding chair. Well, he was beating butt, going and coming. They already done put out, already got change that they done made into a folding chair. They already selling that already. Yeah, I mean, it was something that the Caucasian people can't deny. So you had to go on the program and see it for yourself. So you're not just influenced by what I'm talking about. You can get the truth of it. You can see what happened, how it started, you know. And the person that started with was in the right. That person was in the right. And it caught all the Caucasians was in the wrong. You see? So we need to see that. We need and there was another incident where I saw that this was in a business. This Caucasian was hollering at this young African American brother. The brother looked at me about 26, 25. Talking all smart to him and told him, get over here, boy. And walking up to him, the young African-American brother backslapped him. He hit him so hard, he knocked him down on his knee. And the boy was kicking him. It was hitting him every which way he went. The brother was on the other side to knock him back. The brother went on the other side to knock him back. Had him going. And then he got the begging. This bad racist white boy, a white man, so-called white man. You know. Now the other incident happened in Montgomery, Alabama. This here was where one of the big slave trades happened. Right there. Now they say that I think it was an hour or something like that before all that incident happened. That Trump spoke there. Donald Trump. So he had already created an atmosphere. You know. Yes, he had already created an atmosphere. But you'll be so proud to see your peoples come together in Birmingham, Alabama, fighting together. You know, the women, they try to fight the brothers. They're not one of them women's in the river. And another chairman hit across the head. The chairman. You know, so it's something for you to see, and when you see it, you're gonna make you happy. You ain't gonna feel sorry for them, because you're gonna see that arrogant. You're not gonna feel oh no, why they doing that to me? You ain't gonna think like that. You're gonna be so happy, you might cry. But that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to come together. Leave all our differences on the side. If we have differences, yeah. But nobody else could been able to do nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got our power is coming from each other. It's coming from each other. You know, that right there, when you turn it on TV, you're going to know that came straight from Allah. Allah's encouraging us. Then let us know that he's with us. God is with us. And I remember all them incident that happened when I was growing up involving older people, they always was in the right. Always. That was amazing. They always was in the right. When people found out what happened, you know, they didn't start it. You see? So that's the way we got to be. We got to know truth. We got to know right from wrong. And we know that if we stand up right, we with God. God is with us. You see. So let's get ready to establish ourselves and don't worry about people's objecting to what we're doing, because what we're doing is going to benefit all of us. It's even going to benefit them. You know, because what's happening right now, whatever they done did, they got all kind of disease and things is coming on us that they trying to cure. You know, these people got. I'm telling you, the food's in there. I got some plums, and I could have swore this. I said, "Oh, these are sweet. I know these are sweet." Don't tell you like nothing. Don't taste like nothing, brothers and sisters. peaches big and pretty. Nothing. A pears. I cut the pear. I washed it off first. And cut the pear, and I was going to eat. I knew it was going to be juicy and sweet, you know, with a little twang to it. Didn't have no sweet taste to it. He makes a substance, you know, whether the content of it was it was just hard. It just ground up. It wasn't nothing that'll melt in your mouth. You know, when you're eating a pear, you know, it'll start melting in your mouth. It wasn't nothing like that, brother and sister. But the pear looked so pretty. The peaches and things and the plums, they looked so big and pretty. All of his fault. He missed the banana. Lord, I missed the banana. The bananas is not sweet no more. They don't taste real. And they get the majority of the watermelon is seed. The majority of the watermelon is seed. They got corn all over the place. But you need to pull the silk back on that corn. And if it's got white and yellow in it, it ain't real. It's not real. It got to be all yellow or all white. It got to be like that. Now, I imagine they're going to use all this chemical and whatever they use, in all these vegetables to make them look the way that they look. And you know it's not healthy for you. You know it's going to cause a reaction. Because vegetables and fruits and things supposed to have things in them that will solve a whole lot of your problems. Protect you against cancer. So that's what we is confronted with, and we got an opportunity to solve all these problems. Praise be to Allah. If we are sincere, brothers and sisters, you know, they're going to be all kind of attempts, you know, to keep us from being successful. They're going to try to do as much confusion as they can. It looks petty stuff. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let them keep doing that. We pray that they, after they get through doing one little petty thing, that they are able to see another little petty thing to do. Keep them into pettiness. Keep them into pettiness. You know, while God is showing us and leading us to success. We're moving towards success. You know, and everything don't just happen just right away. You know, God is most merciful. He's most merciful. He gives them a chance. You know, he even let them see what they doing. You know? But when God gets ready to punish them, to take away what they, the little steps, the little things that they're doing, it's happening all of a sudden. That's Allah. Allah is the all-wise. He's the all-knowing. To all sin. He keeps record of everything that you do. Allah said, don't a leaf fall off the tree without his knowledge of it. But not, it's been written down. He knows the count of every grain of sand on earth. You see, no water drops off the leaf of a tree without his knowledge. That's God. And here they talking about they done created a God. Here they talking about one of their families is God. Is a God. Jesus is a God. And he's a Caucasian. You can see what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, I hope you kept up with me and be able to check this out for yourself. You know, and be sure to check that program out on the television. You know, that was a good woman. Praise be to Allah. I was so happy. You know, I really enjoyed it. I sat up there and let it play over and over. Played it over and over. I got it on every station because it was different people who was taking different pictures with different angles. So I wanted to get all the angles, all the different pictures to see that butt whoop. It was a real butt whooping, you know. And they arrest some of the people already, and I know the African Americans gonna have a good case, you know. They gonna get paid for that, and they should get paid. They should get paid for that, and they should make it the next time anybody get ready to do something like that. They should get paid enough to make them say, "Oh Lord, no, I don't have this kind of money." It should make them think. So, brothers and sisters, we it's 10 after 7. Praise be to Allah. If there's any statements that you want to make, a question you want to ask, it's open. Praise be to Allah. Akbar, are you there? Aishamane.
No, but Akbar's not back yet. I don't know.
Come on, you want to say anything? Not right
now.
Okay.
I was just going to say that I would read some of, I pulled it up, some of the information that you were talking about, and I could read some of it. You would like for someone
here.
Okay,
that'd be perfect. Be perfect. Be perfect. Take your time.
Let me get back to it.
All right, then. Allahu Akbar. You got it.
Brawl in Alabama. Want the brawl in Alabama first? Read some on that.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Uh-huh, Montgomery. Okay. First of all, with Allah's name, merciful benefactor and merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. Assalamu alaikum. It says, brawl in Montgomery, Alabama. You have the videos, the news, the images, the YouTube, all of that. But but I'm going to start off by reading. Yeah, it's on. It says, arrest warrants issued in Alabama riverboat brawl. Now, this is the outcome now, the arrest that they made.
Okay.
And it says it's got the full, this is the full coverage. Arrest warrant issued in Alabama riverboat brawl. There's top news. You have it on WSFA, full video. Viewer records as Montgomery Riverfront brawl begins. Then you have the CNN. The witness says racist language was used before assault in Montgomery Dock or at Montgomery Dock. The court document shows. It's in court now. Then it says New York Times opinion. The Montgomery brawl was for some a clarifying moment. NBC News also say two subjects in Montgomery Riverfront brawl haven't turned themselves in, police say. So,
right.
And you've got compliments. I mean, you've got people from Twitter and other areas on the Southern Poverty. Okay. But now, it's their opinions. We have topics. Why did the Montgomery fight start?
Okay.
The fight stemmed from a dispute over a dockside parking spot at Riverfront Park between the crew of a large riverboat and the owners of a small private boat. Montgomery Police Chief Darrell J. Albert had said Tuesday at a press conference one day ago. Okay, this is information that is given. Okay, then they have another one. What is the riverboat brawl? That's a question. A mass brawl broke out on Saturday at an Alabama riverfront after a group of white assailants attacked a black riverboat worker when he asked them to move their boat so he could dock his and let passengers off at the dock. One day ago, and this is how it started. Then it says, Alabama brawl, mass fighting breaks out as people defend black riverboat worker from white assailants.
And now he had authority. He had authority, the brother.
Who was charged in the brawl? These individuals are 48 years old, and they gave the names Richard Roberts, 20-year-old, Alan Todd, and 25-year-old Zachariah Shipman. 12 hours ago, three men are being charged with assault for the Riverfront brawl in Alabama. Men charged in Montgomery brawl had been trouble for a riverboat, captain says. The captain says these men who charged it, a particular brawl, have been troubled anyway at riverboat. Then another one says, the Daily Beast says, whereabouts of two suspects in Alabama boat dock brawl is a mystery. There's two of them here somewhere. I doubt not there. Montgomery mayor discusses viral brawl on city's riverfront 1 hour ago. We have discussed chaotic riverfront brawl and how to move forward with the mayor as the Wednesday on the news hour, President Biden issued an executive order limiting American investors. No, it's Chinese something. My phone is moving so fast, it's going on with something else. Okay, let's go back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Look, I just want to elaborate on that, what you were saying about the brawl. You have to remember one thing, that remember back in the days when their children used to act up and like that, that's what they used to call that, a brawl. So that's like the good old boys, you know. And so and then I thought about, so look, now they talk about docks, you know, where they boats at. So when these people have, they might have a little change in their pocket. So that's all that is. And I said, wow, I said, but look what they're trying to bring back. Like you said, they're trying to be distractors. You know how you said, take your attention off of that, you know, getting that money. I want my 40 acres and a mule. They can cut up and all they want to. But see, our children don't know that, what that means. But we know what that means back in the day. That means they have a good time. They go and do what they want to do and just get to fighting. And that's what they call. They don't go to jail like talking about it. Their parents be saying, you know, because they have to have change in their pocket. So that's all that was right there. And they're just trying, like you said, distract us from getting our money. I want my 40% of you. Alhamdulillah.
Exactly. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you're so right, Sister.
That game ain't working.
Right. You're right, Sister Karan. That's what something to throw us off of getting our reparation. That's what it was.
Yeah.
What they're doing now is old. This reparation just came out. Something new is catching on fire. And that's what they're trying to do, block it, take our minds off of it.
And you remember, we got African American that works along with them. So we don't even know if all that stuff is real or not. Sometimes they be acting up because they make money off of it. You know, they already had so many millions of points already, and they advertise it. We got 1 million points, you know, in so many hours or something like that.
TikTok.
That's, TikTok. That's money. Money right there.
You know what?
There.
I found out you can make money on TikTok.
That's what I'm talking about.
I went on TikTok my own self. I'm a witness. I went on TikTok myself, and I just did some researching because I see a lot of sisters and brothers' names that pop up now, you know, as comments from different activities that they have, and you can make comments. Now, the brother that does street dawah, he was on there, and he was doing Islamic dawah on there, street dawah, and he has a program on there, okay? So now I shoot out my little comments every now and then to propagate the religion and talk about, you know, what's going on and things like that, and also my medical background. And they had a nerve to, wait a minute, took a quiz, and they had a nerve to put my name up there as a creator. I'm just participating like everybody else. I am participating like everybody else and giving my opinion and sharing my knowledge with them, you know, about in the medical field. They want me to give up. They want to pay me to do a medical or classes on there and have me give me a spot and pay me. Want to give me a spot and pay me to do a medical sharing the knowledge in the little classes like that for me. Because they have live shows they go on, you know, different ones who reach a different point, who participate, you know, in different things, and they see your name and you get to a certain level. Then they're going to put your name there. They want to force you to try to do a program to pay you. I said, I'm going to try. I'm going to ask them how much they're going to pay me. for my medical knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them. You know, and then the brother's doing dawah, so I always participate with him when he comes on. He's doing dawah, and I put my little two cents in and give my opinion as well to help do dawah. And he's really, really good. Yeah, so Tupac, you know, oh my goodness, they had a series of Tupac's live too, not too long ago. And that's been on my mind because they brought out a lot of stuff that a lot of people didn't know. You know, but anyway, this thing, you'll be surprised how many people are on the El Islam and the reparation, you know, and a different avenue that's opening up now.
Right.
And people are being paid for the knowledge that they have in these different areas. So, I'm going to see. They have all kinds of things. They even had on there that I had a crush on one of them. You're one of the young people that were on there singing and dancing and going on. But I don't care. It's okay. You know, it's an activity. You know, it's just an activity that you watch if you want to, if you feel like you want to, entertainment for you, you know. But if I can do dawah on there, if I can help share some knowledge on there and get paid, then that's one of the long ways I feel for opening up an avenue and a door for me to be at home. Not have to go out here and out there where the virus and all different things are happening and just sit home and still be able to benefit from it and to help in my community.
Allah Akbar.
And I'm putting it now on giving the telephone number of the Blog Talk radio show.
Right.
And the days and the things that are talked about. Putting that on YouTube too. I mean, on the what do you call that thing? what did I say that
TikTok?
Came on TikTok. Every
yes.
time I think about it, I laugh. I get tickled. Yeah, I'm putting that on there too.
If you get a chance, could you text me the number to TikTok?
You just put it up on your I put it up on my cell phone. Just put it up. Put www.TikTok.
You That's pull on. It up.
Yeah. You see, they have TikTok in Nigeria. They have TikTok in Kenya. They have TikTok in Canada. They have TikTok all over the world. And you can participate.
Right.
All you need is a room in your house where you can, like we're hooking up now, you know, and like we have and I'm not going to say I'm getting old, no, but I can't bring it up. They have, they're having Zoom. The Zoom, you know, like you have Zoom, the same way
yeah.
TikTok is. You can be at your own home and just have a room in your home that you set aside, that you sit and listen and give your talks on, you know, on that in that particular room. And you work your board like you're working the board right now, or whatever you have to do,
right.
you know. And you hear what the people have to say.
All right,
so you go www.TikTok, TikTok, or TIK. Tick or talk, TOK. Either one of those. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
TikTok. You can put it up on your cell phone or put it like
you got it right
here. Huh?
I never used it, not yet.
I started using it when somebody was telling me about the Dawah. I started using it and on TikTok. And I went on, and that's how I gained my knowledge of TikTok. And as you go along, you ask questions, you know, and with the directory, those who are the administrative brackets, they can answer your questions and let you know how you can benefit from it.
Mm.
A lot of young people are on there now because, mind you what I said, you can make money on there. They have all different kinds of programs on there, you know, dancing and singing and games and all that kind of stuff too. But if you geared toward what you're going there for, then that's what you want to participate. That's what you're going to do mainly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
It is. It really is.
Many people know how to utilize that. You know, Donald Trump, he had been using TikTok.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have been using TikTok, but they've been bringing out the negative, like everything else, bring out the negative part of it and things that be going on there and trying to sue them because they say they take people's information, personal information and stuff and utilize it for themselves, you know, whichever way, you know, tapping into their resources
yeah.
and doing films over them and all that kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, let me tell you, you can benefit some of them. Quite literally, you go in there with common sense and ask a lot of guys you in the right direction, the part that you're interested in and concerned about, and you want to get this message over and across to those who are not aware or those who are aware but afraid to go into it because of what they think people might say. Well, you can get into anything you want to and hear whatever you want to on TikTok.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
I'm all right, Bob. Yeah. So it's I'm glad you checked that brawl out, you know.
Yeah.
That was mm-hmm. a alhamdulillah. That was a alhamdulillah. Yeah, I don't know whether you heard that sister when they jumped on that brother. That sister said, "Help that brother! Help that brother!"
Now, that was in the brawl.
Oh yeah. That's how everybody ran over there. Say, "Help that brother! Help that brother!" You know, that was when he threw his cap up.
Okay.
He took his cap off and threw it up in the air.
I know you did that.
I was working, but this is work time is over with.
I think that was.
You know. He threw his cap up in the air.
Yeah.
No, that was real. Oh, that was real.
And
then they had people that were standing on the other boat, and they had staffs, and
they were taking pictures and they was looking, and the sister said, help that brother, help that brother. Then they had a 16-year-old African-American.
Mm-hmm.
He swam over there.
Mm.
Yeah, you had to watch it some more times, and you'll see that too, where the young brother swam over mm-hmm. there to help that brother. You know.
This is on YouTube. You see that on YouTube or on the news?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You see all that on YouTube. With that
okay,
young brother
good.
Swim.
Okay.
And he went there and grabbed one of them white boys and picked them up and flopped them down on the floor.
Oh, wow. That I know that was a video right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You get a chance to see all that.
When we finish reading this here that I'm pulled up now, because it's getting
yes,
right into it now. Okay, it says a large brawl. And yeah, until Karan, I understand what you mean by that brawl. But they didn't say to have fight or have not knockouts. They call them brawls. I understand what you're saying.
You call them brawls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Call them brawls. Yeah, have not arguing. They got brawls. Yeah, I understand. I remember that. I remember that too. Yeah. It says fight appeared to start with a worker addicted to a pontoon boat preventing a larger riverboat from docking and was attacked by a group of white men. Okay, it says a large brawl in Alabama as people defend black riverboat worker from white assailants video. It says Edward Holman, a dramatic brawl on the Montgomery, Alabama riverfront pitted people standing up for a black riverboat worker against a group of white people who began beating him for telling them to move their illegally parked platoon. The Saturday night fight, which was captured in multiple videos posted to social media, appeared to unfold largely along racial lines. And many social media users celebrated footage of the riverfront dust up, which showed the white assailants get the tables turned on them by black people who rushed to the riverfront workers' aid. This is not 1963 anymore. Read one comment alluding to the year before the signing of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibited discrimination on the basis of race. Montgomery police confirmed they responded to reports of a disturbance on the 200 block of Coosa Street in the area of the Montgomery Riverfront Park. They said officers had located a large group of subjects engaged in the physical altercation. Several subjects have been detained, and any charges are pending, a police stated added without elaborating. The brawl appeared to start when a platoon boat prevented a larger, same thing over. It was attacked by a group, The conflict escalated when a group of about six black men from the riverboat confronted the white party, cheering on by bystanders.
Yep.
They beat three white men and two women, at least one of whom could be seen first striking others by running up and throwing her body into them from behind. That's what a Caucasian did. Okay, at least two of the women jumped on were pushed into the river. This is Okay, a third was beaten over the head with a folding chair. The video
After
the arrival of police officers, the brawl subsided and then briefly reignited before police began cuffing the participants, black and white. NBC station WSFA of Montgomery reported that four arrest warrants have been issued in connection with the altercation, and there's a possibility more will follow after the review of additional videos. Police also appealed to the public for help in determining what had happened. Montgomery's mayor, Stephen Reed, said in a statement on Sunday that several people involved in the fighting on Saturday evening have been detained. Justice will be served, he said. This was an unfortunate incident which never should have occurred. As authorities tried to untangle the incident, a man who was seen swimming across the river to the aid That's of the riverboat worker was partly identified as Aaron. In the face of adversity, Aaron selfishly came to the rescue of a fellow colleague, showcasing courage beyond his years as a young boy. A statement from his public. Isn't that something? Lakeisha Lassia read. An update on the investigation is expected on Monday afternoon. View on theguardian.com. What'd you say? Okay, I'm finished with that.
Kamala was telling me to tell you about the necklace that they wear. They wear it now. Of that wheelchair.
Yes, that
That chair where they were beating up the folding chair.
Yeah.
They already started making necklace out of that.
Well, whether they planned it or not, they're doing a good job of bringing out the truth.
Yeah. And they call that 16-year-old black guy. They call him the black Aquaman. That's what they call him. The black Aquaman.
The black Aquaman. Yeah, because, you know, there was a movie at one time. Oh, what's the name of that movie? You remember that movie when they were doing an opera and this man with a black mask on came swinging down from the stage on the curtains and all that kind of stuff? Got to the Phantom of the Opera or something like that. I think it was Phantom of the Opera was the name of it.
Yeah. You seen this movie, The Aquaman, right?
Was made like an elephant? The man...
This is a Caucasian Superman living up under the water. They call him Aquaman.
Oh no, I haven't. Oh, Aqua. S-A-Q-U-A for Aqua, which is a water.
Aquaman.
Yeah. Okay, that's a Spanish word for water. Okay, Aqua. Okay, so the Superman
Aquaman.
Living under the water.
Yeah. He was the master. He got a Caucasian that they show as the Aquaman.
Oh.
And so they call him Aaron, the black Aquaman.
Oh. Because there was a young boy, the young boy's name that swam across the river.
Yeah, he was doing fast.
He was really peddling, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's good.
So they're giving us some positive review or preview, whatever. And most all of them was in the right.
Okay. Well,
they
got two
it's still high now.
Yeah, that's what the report said. Well, I hope they don't, even if they do have a hidden agenda, they starting off pretty good with positiveness. So if that's just like they can be stirring up or be plotting a hidden agenda behind all this positive and that they're going forward with, you know, we can do the same thing. And it is time for us to start, you know, planning.
Absolutely.
Stop messing around.
Yeah, and so it's showing that we can come together.
That's right.
And it's showing us what we can do if we come together. And it's also showing that even if you can make money off of that.
That's right.
Hello, Egba. So it's showing a whole lot of things.
Yeah, Allah is leading us, you know.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. We got to read it right, and we'll see that Allah is leading us and blessing us.
Yeah.
you know.
That's right. That's right. No matter yeah. how small it may seem to be, but we can always make it bigger. It's up to us. It's up to
Absolutely.
Us. Because that
Absolutely.
Stuff can manifest itself as being a great opportunity, you know, for everybody
right.
who wants it.
All we got to do is blend in the reparation with that.
Yes.
Let's blend that right into it. And we
That's
can
right.
show them that all this ain't nothing but a distraction.
That's right. That's right. And make it a comic for them to say, okay, here comes part of our
yes.
restoration. Part of our restoration. Doors are open
Alhamdulillah.
For us.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So that's the way we got to play it, and they'll be scared to do anything, you know.
They will.
Because
they
know
wrong with them now.
Yeah. Because we know how to capitalize on it.
Yes, yes. That's right. And that's what's wrong with them now. They're scared to death. They don't know what to
yeah.
do with us now. You know?
Yeah.
They had us scared before, but we're not scared anymore. You know, there may be some that are scared, but it's the minority part of it. Majority part of us are not afraid anymore.
That's right.
Not
That's
afraid
right.
to go forward anymore. So that way, you know, regardless of what they have plotted behind, which is they're the children of their father and the works of their fathers they will do. You know, that's spoke on too, you know, in our They are the children of
right.
their father and the works of their fathers they will do. But still... Yeah, we own to them.
Yeah, them young boys. Them young boys. And it was young girls, too. If you watch that over again, you're going to see the women fighting, too.
I haven't seen the movie yet. I got to see the movie. I got to look on the and try to see if I can find out how to, on the YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go on YouTube and type in Brawl in
okay.
Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
You see all of it. Oh, you haven't seen the fight? Oh, you haven't seen the pictures?
No, no.
Oh, I thought you saw the movie.
Mm-mm. I was reading. I'm just reading the news on it.
Oh, okay. All right then. All you had to do is just type it in, go to search.
Okay.
On
okay.
YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and type in Brawl. In Montgomery. That's
okay.
all you had to do.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to pop up. They're going to pop up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, then. I know the reading was easy to get to. Thank you for giving me that information. The reading was easy to get to, and I can tell that it
yeah.
was.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you had already seen the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you like you already looked at them. Yeah.
No,
well, you sure you're going to enjoy when you see it.
And what was the other little one y'all was talking about?
What the other one?
The other incident that y'all were talking about. Was there another incident?
Oh yeah, that was I just saw that on my phone. You know,
oh,
you know how you look at the different things they have on your phone,
right.
you know.
Right.
Yeah, I just saw that on my phone. That came up, and this young brother beat this Caucasian. Caucasian was hollering at him,
oh,
calling him
yeah,
boy
yeah,
and all that.
Boy, yeah, yeah, that's what I heard you saying. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think they be
yeah.
calling that.
He was hollering for help.
He was
Freeze
hollering for help.
yeah. But you ought to see how he was talking to him. He was a little racist, boy. And the way he was talking to him.
Mm-hmm. And they won't do
yeah.
that no more. They think
yeah,
twice
and,
about it again.
Alhamdulillah. No, I don't think you'll do that no more. You know. yeah, yeah. Not to no young black guy.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, these young black guys, they not only will whoop you, they will kill you.
That's right.
They don't have no problem going to jail.
Suja. That's right. And being killed either. Well, listen, Suja, you know what we used to say.
Yeah.
Our word is bond.
And we give our life before our words shall fail. Shall
fail. Give our life before our words fail.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, that's showing up now. That's really coming into fruition now.
You
can't just talk about it.
Absolutely. So we got to know that this is a whole history.
It is.
You know.
It is.
This ain't just happening.
Right.
You know, this has been happening.
Sure has.
We just not getting the opportunity to play a role in it. Yeah.
Right. You know, and I who was it asked me? Why you always got to throw Christian into it when you start talking? I'm telling examples. You know, I'm just examples because the things we used to hear, and I just thought about a song that used to be played about this, a gospel choir used to say, Father, open our eyes so that we may see, to follow thee in grace.
Yeah.
You know? God is opening our eyes. The Lord is opening our eyes to all this stuff that we need to see.
Alhamdulillah.
So we can make sure we can follow him. Follow you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of us to speak correctly, we need to ask our Muslim brother or sister to get them a Holy Quran.
A Quran, that's true. Yeah, we got a box of them. Now, it came from the brother. I think we got a box of them. It came from the brother. Because I sure want to get some out on a TikTok. And I heard a TikTok here is in Texas.
Okay.
One here in the U.S. is in Texas. I'm going to look that up, too.
Yeah.
They got them in every country. Everywhere they got them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, see, we don't have to separate ourselves from our Christian brothers and sisters, because the Quran said that they're the closest to us. The Quran said that they're the closest to us.
Yeah.
They said Christians are close to us. So we, you know, we can work together.
Yeah, we need to let them know we don't have nothing against Jesus.
Nothing.
But we as Muslims, we can't sit around and let them attack Jesus.
Right.
Allow Jesus.
That's right.
We love Jesus.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
Yeah, that was
coming
out of my mouth.
Yeah,
we love Jesus. So a lot of people have got a misunderstanding of Jesus' position. A lot of people have got a misunderstanding of his position. They don't know. They assumed, they themselves, because he was so immaculate, you know, until he, immaculate conception, I mean, he was so immaculate and righteous and obedient to Allah, until they just took him as being God. But God worked through a lot of work.
What they are doing, that's blasphemy.
It's blasphemy.
That's making, and God is asking Jesus in the Quran, you know, did he do that? Did you tell people to worship you?
Yeah. I remember
Jesus just said, never did I say such a thing.
Never.
So what they doing is blasphemy.
Yeah, blasphemy.
So we can't sit up there and let them commit blasphemy on our prophet.
Right, because he didn't ask for that. He didn't ask that name they gave him, a hand that they gave him. Allah chose him as one of his prophets.
Yeah. He ain't, Jesus said, never did I say such a thing.
Mm-mm.
He says, they are your servant.
That's right.
You know. So all that stuff they're saying about Jesus, and also in the Bible. In the Bible, you got proof, you know, that Jesus didn't say all that. You know, didn't do all that. You know, so we, and for us to sit back, and for the Christian to sit back and go along with the lie
that they could repeatedly tell you over time.
Listen to here. Yeah.
I thought I heard somebody.
Yeah, I thought maybe he wanted to come in, but I just took him back out. But I mean,
I'm the luck. Yeah. So it's got to, you know, it's automatically among the Muslim. Is first of all, we as Muslim, We're gonna definitely establish one God,
right.
And it's our duty. to respect and talk up for God's prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we do it.
That's right.
Yep. You know, and they know that we are not blasphemy, and they know that they are blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
They know that we're not blasphemy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
When we say that what we're saying in reference that Jesus is not the Son of God, they know that they know that we're protecting Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and the one that know always going to try to make you think that you got to defend yourself.
Read
your Bible good, and look, we got a Quran for you to read that too and get your correct understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's they the one got to defend themselves, not us.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We don't have nothing to defend.
Nothing. No.
Other than defending the respect and,
mm-hmm.
and the image of God's prophet.
That's right.
You know, and they know that. They know that. They know that. They know that. That's what we're doing. They know that we are not disrespecting their religion. All that ain't nothing but a sham.
Yes, so.
They know that they know that we believe, and they can accuse us of disbelief. You
oh,
know
yeah.
that we are saying that Jesus is a prophet. They know what's mm-hmm. going on. They know that he's a prophet.
Know. They definitely know. They know no man can perform no duties like Allah, the Creator, can. They know no
yeah.
man can do that. So they just
and they know
they
Jesus
themselves,
yeah.
playing on their own intelligence. While they're trying to play
yeah.
on ours.
Yeah, and if we weak enough, we'll go for it. But men and Muslims not even going to go for that.
Mm-mm.
When you see they start telling us that we blaspheme against Jesus.
Mm-mm. That's right.
That's a joke.
Some of the people who have not even accepted Islam yet nowadays is a bearing witness to
they
that.
Know. Yeah.
That's saying it don't even make sense.
Yeah. No,
so
that don't make no sense.
Propagation can be a part of our reparation now. Back out, and then the Montgomery, Alabama incident can be another part to prove to them, yeah. You see how we are sticking together and doing what we're supposed to do. To unite again and to love each other like we're supposed to, you know, and push aside a little pettiness. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. But Shaitan know he had to keep us busy.
Oh, yeah.
Shaitan can stay on his job.
Oh, yeah. Here's my husband in now.
Yeah. He's going to stay on his job.
Definitely going to stay on his job.
24/7. Alhamdulillah. So we got to stay on ours. You know.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, this is just an eye opener. See, Allah is leading us, and all we got to do is follow the leader, follow the best they are. You know, because he is definitely leading us.
Yeah, be sure to show Akbar that brawl.
I will.
Yeah. Just type in brawl in Montgomery.
Okay. Oh, he said you saw the movie? You saw the movie already?
Huh?
I mean, you saw the action? Akbar just came in.
No, that's
he
the news. That's the news. It's not a movie.
Yeah, YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It's not a movie. That's the news.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's on YouTube. That's what I mean, YouTube. He said he saw it already. He said he saw it on YouTube. Okay,
yeah,
you want to say something now, Akbar? You can take it. It's been very interesting. No, you can't continue to listen now. This is part of your duty. So you come on. Come on with it. Say something. Say something nice. I see a hand up. Can you see what I mean? And my things is not showing completely screen. And I don't know who that is, but you got a 4805 at the end. Is that Sister Lala?
That's
Brother Ibrahim. It's not a 4-4 at the end. I'm trying to see to it, Sassy. I can't get to it. I think it won't get the screen. It's like a half a screen. Okay, there it is. Okay, well, I'm going to call them in. If y'all don't mind, you want to call it in? I'm fine. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, not that one. Okay, but right, this one right here. Okay.
I
don't know. You got somebody on, Suja, on the
last four
digits of their number. The hand is up. Mm-hmm. Last four digits of your number is 4805.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Hajj Lala.
I thought that was your number. I know the end of it, the middle and the end of it. Yes, I just want to like,
right.
I'm telling you over to these brothers now. These brothers got you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I know that's right.
We're going to get a farm tonight.
Yeah, we have about 5 more minutes.
No, but
yeah.
We still
ignore
them.
They're
talking about resurrection.
Okay. Yeah. You talking about resurrection?
They have to talk about it. I mean, you know, he wants to talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what time she can she come in? You gonna come in and do the.
When they get finished, then they let her know.
Okay, you finished talking about the resurrection, Suja?
Not yet.
Oh, you didn't talk about it yet.
No. I mean, you know, we just added to it. You know, we just keeping everything, bringing everybody up to date. We just bringing everybody up to date.
Okay, but
I'm just lying. If the sister gonna say something, whatever she have to say. It'll be right on time.
Okay, Sister Lala, you got it.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum salam.
What Allah will happen, not what the people will. What Allah will happen, even if the people dislike it. Sufficient for me is the Lord and nurturer rather than the nurturer. Sufficient for me is the creator rather than the created. Sufficient for me is the provider rather than those who are provided. Sufficient for me is Allah, Lord of the worlds, for me. Allah is sufficient, who is indeed sufficient for me. For me, he is sufficient, who has always been sufficient for me. For me, he is sufficient, who has been sufficient for me since my creation. Mm-hmm. Sufficient for me is Allah. There is no G but Allah. On Allah I rely, and Allah is the Lord of the throne. Amen. Allah bless us all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, you go with the land, sister. Sister, you got another one?
Yes, alhamdulillah. Okay, I have Sarah Al-Falak, who the beloved minister, Khan Rajin. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak from the evil of what he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blowers and knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen
Okay. I have one more.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. It says, dear Allah, fix me when I'm the problem and protect me when I'm not.
I mean, you got anything you want to say before we close, Brother Amin, you got anything you want to say?
Okay. Well, we can just close it up in prayer.
Let me see what Brother Amin got anything on. Brother Amin, you got anything you want to say? Brother Amin.
Anybody else?
Okay, too, y'all, you can go and close us up in prayer. Thank you, Sister Baba. Come back tomorrow.
You can close it all up.
Sister Lala, will you close this up?
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Go to the ladder, Mr. Tony. Alhamdulillah, the Rahman Yalameen, the Rahman Rahim, Malaki Omadin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Thank you so much to everybody coming in, coming out tonight to be with us on Broadcast Radio Station. We are happy that everyone is here. We hope to see everyone tomorrow, inshallah. And we look forward to seeing our brothers and sisters tomorrow. Bring some information, new ideas,